Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who got it? It's time for episode 620 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint World Cup fever on the road to summer 2023. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. What's up, Stard?
Howard, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
You got the fever, the World Cup fever?
Well, I mean, that's where we're at time-wise. That's the big world event going on. I think most of our listeners are probably from a country involved or something like that. I remember the Vesuvala from 12 years ago. That's about the only memories I have.
The Vuvuzela?
The Vuvuzela.
Yeah.
This time they're in Qatar. A lot of controversy. I don't know how musical they are over there. I don't know how much of their sounds have even made it into hip hop, you know, even sampled into hip hop. Tweet us if you know. But how about you? You excited?
I'm very excited for a World Cup. I haven't seen one soccer game this year, but I'm excited.
Right on. Possibly you'll watch the game with your sneaker pillow.
Yes, like DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. We need to dig deep into that. Should we bring in our guest?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Here he comes now. You've seen him, heard him on Brian Posehn's Nerd Poker. And he's one of the hosts of Lucha Vavoom. Please welcome to the charts, Blaine Kopach.
Hi, Who Charted guys.
Hey, greetings.
How are you?
Excited.
Great to see you.
Great to be here.
Very excited.
And by here, I mean my house.
Yeah, right there. You got some great artwork there. What do you got back there? I see framed tour posters.
I got some Supergrass up there. I love Supergrass.
Oh, right on.
Got a velvet hammer. It's an old burlesque.
I remember
unit
that
I used to do stuff with.
Yeah, do
and,
stuff.
There's two signed Stanley Mouse prints.
Stanley from Marvel Comics.
No,
just kidding.
Stanley Mouse. He was a big 60s counterculture dude, and he had a nice Alfred E. Newman had to have it.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Is that a signed Alfred E. Newman?
It is.
Damn.
But he sort of turned it into a, I forget what it is. I don't have my glasses on, but it's a 60s style event that he did a poster for.
You know, I never thought Supergrass got enough credit in the 90s. Like during that wave of British bands, you know, being popular. I always thought that they were the best one of that group and people didn't talk about them as much.
I've been a huge fan of them. I've seen them like a dozen times at least.
Wow.
And they're always good. They're like the Faces. They're just great musicians and the songs are really kind of full of hooks.
You know what? They're troublemakers, if you ask me. Getting in trouble with the law, doing drugs as teens.
With those sideburns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they having there?
What happened?
More bicycles.
Blaine, you remember the Austin in the 90s. And anyway, I saw Supergrass at South by Southwest, and I've got some I've got some bootleg footage somewhere.
They were they're so good live. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We just saw them at the Wiltern a few months ago. And that's also where we saw Weird Al with Emo. That was terrific.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. So cool to see that.
Killer band.
Such a big, yeah.
He uses the same band he's always used, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
They're killers.
Does he do like Morrissey where he makes them all wear the same t-shirts or something like that?
No, it all looks like guys that that are trying to get the autographs of the Guided by Voices guy.
Right on. You know, he put out three more albums this year. Thank God.
Oh, the Guided by Voices guy?
Great stuff, but it comes out CBVG? Quite often. Yeah.
It's Robert Pollard, right? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's him. He's the Harvey Pekar of music. Deeply indie and doing what he wants. Did you see that Morrissey just walked off stage at the Greek? Was that a recent clip I saw?
Yeah, it was like 2 days ago or something. He got cold. Yeah,
he got cold.
Too cold.
He got cold.
Yeah, he got cold.
Oh, my lilies.
And he was too cold to even say it himself. Another guy had to come out and just say, hey, yeah, the show's over. Yeah, that's it.
He said Morrissey's too cold. He told the audience
he didn't say
that?
He's too cold, okay. But it was someone else who came out and just said, yeah, unforeseen circumstances, the show cannot continue.
Yeah.
Unforeseen. Yeah. That's the least people unforeseen super, thing.
What's super bummed.
What's the coldest stand-up gig you ever did?
That's insane.
Coldest.
I mean, you up mean there like NorCal, like an outside gig or something?
Oh, my God.
Was there any New York? Did you do any of those outside New York TV show gigs? Remember those?
No, none of those.
In the park?
I think I did. I remember I was hired to give comedy tours of the Baltimore Railroad Museum. It was the middle of winter. And my friend Daryl Knight, we were both comics. We got hired to be these dressed like conductors. And they gave us these big wool conductor outfits. And we had to like improvise these tours through the museum. And it was icy cold Baltimore, just howling wind. Yeah. Just terrifying. I remember that was bad.
Was
so cold it made you sweat, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Just to try to survive. Were you on a mic for that, or you had to yell through the teeth of the wind?
That was a yeller. That was a yeller. Oh, boy. A total yeller.
Right on.
And the people, I think I remember the people were kind of nice. Or okay, all right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
No, like the wire stuff breaking out or anything.
No, yeah, drop and roll is cartridges all over the place.
Right
it was
on.
Okay.
Right on. Well, we're excited to get into our music chart. Before we do, I will quickly wrap the history of recorded music. Here we go. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs? Tunes. There we go. Got you caught up there.
I love you, Howard.
Love you, too. You know, playing the spirit of those heroes on your wall comes through in your humor. In fact, you are my go-to guy on Twitter. When I want to go to Twitter and see what's going on, I'll go, who's going to know what's going on, but keep it light, keep it funny, keep it silly, but not be irrelevant and not be on the wrong side of the tracks. I go to you, Blaine Kapach.
Wow, gosh, thanks. I try to stay positive on there. We've got a few more days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few more days. I did recently see the one where you did kick up a little dust, or it was about, what is it? You keep your dust in your dildos. What was it?
Yeah. I was looking for an old joke, and somebody had just, it was one of those things where somebody replies to you with something that kind of has the same words that your joke has.
Oh, yeah. And they say,
you stole it. You stole it. And I'm like, bite me.
Yes.
So, but it was just kind of, sometimes I just got tired of it.
Yeah. Well,
also, I had a crazy fever.
You what?
I had a crazy fever. I had that RSV thing last week.
Right. It was the fever of justice, if you ask me. I mean, somebody that prolific. I mean, look back at someone's timeline, you know? If they only have 12 jokes and 6 of them are stolen, call them a thief. But it's,
you know,
it's crazy.
I get the thing about Twitter is like everybody is going to think of the same joke. And that's awesome that people are thinking of jokes. Mm-hmm. And if you think of the same one, good for you. A bunch of people did. It's a great joke. But it's if you go, hey, that's mine. It's like, get bent.
Right. I mean, especially, you know, if you could see the science behind the way someone would come up with it. If it's not a left field idea, then just hive mind type of thing.
It's like we had when I was working on At Midnight, the shorthand for that joke was Dork Side of the Moon. Everybody, yeah, if you've any setup is going to be if you have to come up with a pun, Dork Side of the Moon.
Right.
And that's everybody's going to do it. Let it happen. It's beautiful. Writing jokes.
Right on. Hey, what was your record on that show as a guest?
What do you mean? Points or how many times?
Like how did you win it? Didn't you win at the end?
I won a bunch of times.
It's cool of you that you're so humble about it. I won that.
It was fun.
I lost both times.
Well, I knew how it was going to end. I could help edit it.
Right on. Comedy Central doing great over there. They got the Seinfeld reruns, and I believe the Daily Show is still on the air.
Never seen it. Never seen it.
All right.
Hey, Seinfeld.
Let's find out what music chart we've got this week.
All right. I'm taking a look at the Shazam chart, the top Shazam songs in the United States.
Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, Mercury.
Yeah. Where are their apps? What's going on? Blaine, do you use Shazam? Is that something you've taken advantage of?
No, I have not. I like it, but I'm the guy that goes, who is this?
Okay. You like a little mystery in there.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I had it. My wife has it and I'll use the wife Shazam.
Yeah. I love it just because I can't believe that it works ever. Like the idea that it actually functions and finds a song.
It really is
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine the, man, I got to learn to code. I can't imagine what it would be like writing or coming up with something like that and then being able to write something that would do it.
Yeah, to make it insane.
Do you think it thinks?
I wonder. I wonder. It's got to be close because it's looking for aberrations. Isn't that sort of like thinking?
Right. Yeah, it's got to make selections.
I always picture just a giant warehouse full of people. You know, like it's all a racket. Like somebody gets the ticket in and goes, hey, anyone know this song? Quick. Like holds up the phone.
Yeah. I bet that would pay pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's ad supported, I guess, Shazam. Anyway, we're going to find out what the kids are Shazamming this week.
All right. Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
We got Aiden Maya Collectivo with, I'm just going to say Laylee. It's a long title in a language I don't understand. But this is from Wakanda Forever, I believe.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Sounds like something I'd hear at Star Wars Cantina. It had a little bit of that exotic flavor to it. That's pretty cool that they've got, you know, international hits already on that album, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it makes sense that people would Shazam that, you know?
Yeah.
It's got super interesting.
Well, actually, Captain Marvel wasn't in Wakanda. He's DC.
Okay. Why, where did Captain Marvel come from?
I was making a Shazam joke.
Oh, Shazam, sorry. You know, With James Gunn taking over the DC Universe, that joke is more topical than ever. Clay, how do you feel about DC? Can they compete with MCU?
You know, I don't know. I try not to get too excited about it, but sometimes I just walk up to people in the coffee shop and say, "What do you think about the Snyderverse?" And then my iguana shits down my back. My kid is 9. He doesn't like the superheroes. He likes the Star Wars, but he doesn't like the superheroes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How does I don't mind. I think they're all great.
Well, in his mind, how does he? What is the difference in his mind?
He just he's too many people talking.
Okay, he likes centralized characters.
Yeah,
I like that.
He just wants to see things happening.
Does he have any lightsaber toys or?
He does.
Do you disallow that?
Full on. I don't know if you see. I have a bunch of Legos behind me.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, nice. And it's all. Sorry.
Right on. Is he into this?
Damn it.
Andor. Does he find that it's worth the price of Disney Plus?
Do you make him pay for it?
We haven't watched Andor. We watched Rogue One. He loved Rogue One.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
Super into Rogue One.
If he likes that one.
We haven't watched Andor yet.
Andor's connected to that one. All right. Coming in at number 4.
That was really cool, though, that one. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. Good, too. Sam Smith and Kim Petras with Unholy.
And how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
Whoa, that's, I mean, that's, remember that song, No One Knows What Goes On Behind Closed Doors, country song?
When we get behind closed doors. Was that Freddie Fender? Was that George Jones?
Maybe. Oh, George Jones to me is a better guess.
Yeah.
Tweet at us, gang, if you got the answer. But, this is the same type of song to me. Like, you don't know what's going to happen when we get in the sheets.
You mean lyrically? Thing. Like, they're saying similar things lyrically? Okay.
Yeah, like, ooh. I mean, he left his kids at home. You know, they're saying, like, this guy's on the prowl for illicit sex. Hugh Grant. Driving up and down Sunset.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking for feet.
Yeah,
I thought musically it was kind of the same of the same cloth as the first one a little bit. It had that same kind of
gothic synthesizer. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a very much so. Beat, sweaty club beat.
And a little Middle Eastern thing underneath it. Very nice. Right.
Very nice.
I love a good drone. I'm a drone fan.
Mm-hmm. I like a drone. All right, coming in number 3.
I like
3.
The footage. Coming in at 3.
Fuda Quish and Ludwig Göransson with Konla Brisa. This is also from Wakanda Forever.
That whole album, I think that whole album sounds like they just ran it through an extra reverb chamber and then mastered it. Big airy sounds on this one. Big
Again,
airy sounds.
Of a piece, yeah. Do you think that they that when they made the soundtrack that they gave all those tracks to one big central producer and had him do some sort of central producing thing on it?
Yeah, you mean like in a gymnasium, he recorded it all in one room?
presses play in the locker room.
Right.
The shower has such great acoustics. That's where I do all my singing.
Take it out in the hallway. Hey, Blaine, you've done a lot of recording. You've got bands and stuff.
Yeah, I've been Marie Kondoing my stuff.
Okay. Do you pick up the guitarist and say, does this spark joy before you get rid of it?
Do you have them all on hooks? Do you have them on stands? Do you have them in their cases?
No, they're in cases in a over where my mother-in-law is.
Right on.
In her bedroom.
I sort of think of the ones that I like, and different ones make me play or whatever. But
Stard's a big guitar guy too. Pedals, jacks. I mean, he's got all of it.
Lots of jacks, extra picks,
bass picks. Hey, you know that game, Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yes, I do.
I was thinking we could play hook, stand, case.
Okay. Oh, I love that.
Okay.
67 Strat, 54 Les Paul, 72 Rickenbacker. Hook, stand, case.
Rickenbacker on the stand if that's a bass.
Nice.
Strat on the hook. And Les Paul in the case.
Whoa. Nice. All right, last question. Do you have a double neck?
I don't.
No. Right on.
You ever played the old Fender 6 basses or whatever they're called? They play like guitars, but they're basses.
Yeah.
The Beatles used to
use them
a lot.
Yeah, I like those. Those are fun.
Super fun.
Yeah. But after a while, it's like I'd just play a bass or play a guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should get a double neck now that we talk about it.
Yeah.
Right on.
I'll get a green one with gold hardware on it so I can blend in with the other dentists.
You need two hooks for that.
Nobody ever gets a double neck that's a Strat and a Les Paul.
There's got to be one out there.
Good. I'd like to see that.
Forbidden.
Yeah. Give it up. All right.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is Burna Boy with Alone. Guess what soundtrack this is on?
Wakanda.
Yeah.
You know who's on guitar?
No.
That's Esteban. He gives those lessons on cable television. Esteban, the guitar teacher.
He's from like Arizona, I think.
Is he? Do you know who I would mean, Blaine?
Esteban?
Yeah. He gives guitar lessons on late night television. He wears like a black outfit.
No, I don't know. I don't know this guy.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I used to like
sound like that type of guitar back there.
I used to always like rant about Esteban, like how much of a fraud that guy is.
He's not good at teaching guitar.
No, he's awful. It's like the stuff he plays is so bad, and then he dresses in like he like presents Zorro, himself like Zorro, and he's this deeply exotic, almost like Spanish flamenco guitarist. Right. And then I looked him up one time, and he's from like Phoenix. He's like he's just like a MyPillow guy for guitarists.
Right.
Wow.
He's the University of Phoenix of guitar players.
Right. Fucking Esteban.
I don't know if you could see that. Anyway, you can't see it. It was Esteban. Well, yeah, that was Burna Boy. I guess he's from England, right?
Now, where's Esteban from?
Esteban's from Phoenix.
Okay.
Burna Boy's from England. Yeah.
Burna Boy's from England.
Yeah.
And he was the scratchy voice romantic singer guy, right? Are these all from the Wakanda soundtrack?
Yeah. Sounds like they've got a lot
so far,
on the top
for
five.
The,
lock on the charts.
Except for Sam Smith.
Oh, that's okay. Right.
But it's... Yeah. But yeah, here's number one. This is Rihanna with Lift Me Up, but it's from the soundtrack.
Lift me up. Hold me down. Keep me close. Safe and sound. Burning in a hopeless dream. Hold me
There's Esteban again.
Keep me in the warmth of your love when you depart. Keep me safe, safe and sound.
There we go. Blame. We've been getting this lately on the charts where a certain album will dominate the entire top five. We had it with Taylor Swift a couple weeks ago, she was in every position on the top 10. Have your kids brought that into your home? Is Taylor a part of your life over there?
No. Taylor. I mean, I like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I have no problem with Taylor Swift at all.
Right on.
But yeah, it's not over here in any fact. Well, my wife, maybe something will pop up, but that's about it.
Right on.
But Rihanna, I got to say, she's got a crazy good voice.
Yes. I think motherhood has given it extra layers.
Yeah, but it's like got a real power to it.
Yeah.
Haven't heard anything from her for a while.
Yeah. She's been off making a child with ASAP Rocky.
He broke ASAP Bullwinkle's heart. Somebody did that, right? Somebody had to have done that, right? ASAP Bullwinkle joke?
I don't know. I've never heard it before.
I feel bad.
First I've heard it. Yeah, but yeah, we each chart.
You stole that. You stole that, right, Blake?
Oh man, it's me. I'm that guy. I'm gonna reply to myself.
Each chart, like if you look at the Apple chart this week, I sort of avoided it because it was all Drake. It's all Drake's new album.
Yes,
but this is interesting because it's like Shazam. You sort of don't know what you're gonna get, but it makes a lot of sense that everyone would be pulling out their phones during the movie being like, what sound is
this? You know, it is in a lot of ways the most organic chart, even if, you know, the music is mainstream because that's what gets to the end user, but it's still the stuff that people are curious about. So in a way it has a leg up as far as authenticity.
Right. It means it has something that perks your ear up. In an interesting way. It's not just like what's on the radio.
Yeah, it's not just programmed. The user has to actually be curious about what is this.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Well, yeah, that was exciting to see so much foreign flavor in that Wakanda soundtrack. And
did you guys see Wakanda at all?
I have not seen it yet.
I have not seen it.
I've not seen it either.
I heard it was good. Jackie Cation told me it was great.
Okay. I trust Jackie.
Yeah.
She could be our proxy.
Yeah. Why would she lie? Shout out to Jackie. All right. That was the music chart. We'll be right back with the movies chart.
Greetings, Chartists. I'm here to tell you about Factor. They're sponsoring today's episode, and I am a big fan of Factor. I've been subscribing myself to their meal service. And I love it. So I'm not just a podcaster, I'm a client. So eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're not lying right there. Every single meal is 2 minutes flat in the microwave. I wouldn't even mind going for 3 minutes. I mean, I have a spare minute, but no, 2 minutes, you're good. It's hot, it's delicious. It's fresh tasting. I don't know how they do it. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. I think I'm on the Protein Plus. I love it. And it feels like no two meals are alike. There's a lot of options there. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I actually haven't taken advantage of that yet. I'm excited to. That sounds great. I have had some of their drinks. They got some like smoothies and like cold brew lattes. They're delicious and they're just perfect on the go, super quick. I often forget to eat. I got all these podcasts I'm making, recording, editing. Oops, I'm all of a sudden starving. I have no time to eat. And Factor has been a godsend for that reason. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. And if you're looking for something even more gourmet, try these premium ingredients they have, like filet mignon shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Wow, this is giving me all sorts of ideas to upgrade my next delivery. So it's no fuss, no mess meals. Totally eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You just throw it in the microwave, and it's so good. And the textures are all right. It's not like microwave dinners of old that are like encrusted onto the plastic. No, this feels like somebody made this dinner from scratch for you and just put a little plastic over it. It's fully ready to heat up and serve. Tailored to your schedule, you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. I had to take a couple weeks off at one point. It was super easy to go to the website, just skip a week here and there. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. You say it's your Earth Day. Well, happy Earth Day to you. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. That's pretty cool. So head to factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 and use code WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Wow, that's code WhoCharted50 at factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factor.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guests, Blaine Kapach and
Brett Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh wee, movies.
There you go. People are streaming back into the theaters, away from streaming, into the physical brick and mortar theater. Is that correct? I have no idea. Let's find out. Let's check out the numbers in this week's movie chart.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
The Banshees of Inisherin. I don't know.
Wow. Everything that's been on these charts today has been tough to pronounce.
Yeah, really, really getting me.
If this is a first time listening, Star does not have a speech impediment. It's just a tough pull today.
We used to be the best of friends.
We're still the best of friends.
No, you're not.
Who says we're not?
Sit somewhere else.
Is that Eugene Levy?
No. It's an SETV ensemble picture.
I just don't like you no more.
I haven't even seen Waking Ned Divine. I mean, what's going on?
These look like hobbits almost.
Yeah.
12. Going on with you, me feckin' brother.
I thought I saw a pointy ear in there.
But he's always been.
Yeah, this might be hobbits.
2 hours you spent.
Yeah, he's got pointy ears.
You found in your little wow. Shite that day.
Well, it wasn't me little donkey shite. It was me pony shite, which shows how much you were listening.
All right,
nailed.
It's hobbit with the word burn. Shite.
A sick burn. It's hard to really tell if they were going for a fantastical there or was that enhanced Ireland or was it what was
I think
it?
It's Shire enhanced Light? Ireland. It says, okay. Set on a remote island off the west coast of Ireland, the Banshees of Inisherin follows lifelong friends Piedraic and Colm, who find themselves at an impasse when Colm unexpectedly puts an end to their friendship. I don't see anything about, dwarves.
Well, it's
elves.
I love surf movies off the west coast of Ireland. Come on.
Hang ten, Irish. Well, I guess it would be easy to hang those big toes off the front of a board, right?
Right.
Get your toes off me, board.
Blaine, could you confidently pitch that story? Would you head into a meeting thinking, we're going to sell this in the room?
You mean the two guys fighting?
Yeah, basically. I don't know how it got made. I guess that's my question.
Was it a play or something? Was it based on a book?
Yeah. Is this Ibsen? What is this?
Yeah, it's Bruce Vilanch wrote it. We got Bruce. Okay, this is about two guys. They used to be friends, and they're going through some stuff. They come together at the end, then everybody's crying. But we get the guy with those eyebrows. They're so expressive. That's not Colm. That's not Colin Farrell, is it?
Yeah, it was. It was Colin Farrell. Yeah.
Okay.
That happens in so many of his movies where you go, wait, he's in this? Like,
yeah, seems, and he's like, great.
Always a surprise. Yeah, but
yeah,
always,
and he's very good at it. He's a good actor.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not sure if it's him until about halfway through. Oh, it's cool. Okay.
Oh, he did this one. Okay.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Smile.
Yesterday, a patient in your care died brutally in front of you.
I need to find an explanation for what happened.
It's smiling at me. It's smiling at me.
This is Leftover from October.
Wow. Oh,
still up there.
Horror, still staying in the charts.
I'm not a big horror movie fan. I don't like being scared.
Same with me. Exact same way. Yeah.
I always enjoy a good horror movie when I watch them, but they bother me and they affect me.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then I even questioned the audience too. Like, why did this get made? Why are there people who do want to see this?
Yeah. There is like a weird sort of a UFC MMA horror movie vibe, you know, where it's like too violent or too, people are into it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
You know?
Too desensitized. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I get some of it. I get, but when it gets torture porn is odd.
Right.
America's a fucked up place.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I even tried to watch Halloween. I did watch it. And my least favorite parts of the whole movie is, you know, when the killer starts going into action. Like, the whole attraction for everybody else. So.
Yeah.
Don't want to see people get hurt.
Yeah. There's a new movie out. I think it's called Terrifier 2. But I feel like every 10 or 20 years, you get these kind of news reports about a movie that's making people, you know, vomit like in theaters.
It can be an area disorder.
Yeah. Apparently this is one of those like people, it's the, like, I can't even comprehend vomiting from a movie, but apparently it's like widespread.
When I was 10 years old, Jaws came out and I went to see it in the Dallas theater in my hometown. And I got so scared, I threw up all night.
You did?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Wow, from Jaws? I guess that, Jaws. Yeah.
Did you think it was going to come get you at your house or something
I thought it was at the top of the steps when I had to go up the steps to my bedroom, and I thought it was going to be, I was old enough to know that it wasn't, but it was like, it still is up there, and it was like, oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm so scared.
I felt that the wood paneling of my bedroom was going to slide open like a window, and the water was going to pour in, and the jaws was going to come in on my bed.
Jesus Christ!
You don't think it's that '70s popcorn you had during the movie?
What was it? Was it poisoned or something?
Made out of asbestos and like fiberglass.
Gnawing through that
fiberglass.
Hey, just real quick before we move on, I wanted to mention that Terrifier 2 was a guitar pedal I had in the late 80s.
Nice.
Thank you. You can edit that out. You can chop that out. What's coming up next?
Sure. Coming up next at number three. Ticket to Paradise.
Clooney and
Roberts.
I'm sorry. I think your things are in my seat. Oh,
sorry.
Oh, come on.
You've got to be kidding me.
Excuse me, ma'am. I need to sit somewhere else. We used to be married.
Worst 19 years of my life.
We were only 5.
I'm counting the recovery.
In 4 days' time...
Our daughter's going to marry a guy she just met in Bali, millions of miles from home.
I just really want to kiss you. It's like I looked up for the first time and realized everything I ever wanted was right in front of me.
She's throwing her career away.
Just like her mother did. So I'm the only one who can.
I think the song is better than the jokes.
Yeah. Hey, man, Three Dog Night, bringing them back into theaters in 2022.
Gotta have some TDN.
Did you ever have to write a rom-com type of thing like that, Blaine?
No, I don't think so.
Congrats.
Yeah, never had to. Maybe a sketch somewhere, but probably not. But no. But, yeah, I like George Clooney. I've never been a big Julia Roberts fan, but this looks kind of like it was written by an AI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's entertaining.
What about Pretty Woman? You didn't buy it? You say, I don't feel oh, hooked no, or coming like, off did, of
I'm not a huge, I don't want to say I'm negative or down on her, but whatever. I think George Clooney is cool. I thought Pretty Woman was great. Interesting.
Right on.
I've seen all these movies like 30 years ago. When did they come out? Like in the 80s?
I think so.
Oh my God.
I miss Gary Marshall's work. I wish he was still putting stuff out. Is there vaults? Is there like Prince? Is there any missing Gary Marshall stuff that we might see come to light?
I don't know. I think he's got... I used to go to Vitello's. You remember Vitello's?
Yeah, yeah.
It's still going, but they had the Gary Marshall was on the menu, which was a cappellini with chicken and a light red sauce and some peas. It was fucking delicious.
Wow. And is that because he would come in and eat that?
He'd come in and order it. And yeah. And then the other thing on the menu was the Robert Blake. I'm serious. And it was like what my wife liked. So she would always order it. And then she's like, I hope they don't think I'm a tourist. Oh, yeah, order the mortar guy thing.
Did you go to that restaurant because of the Robert Blake thing? Or did you know about it in another way?
I was intrigued by the Robert Blake thing. So I went to check it out. And it turned out to be an actually cool old school Italian restaurant.
Right on.
And then they redid it and flipped it a little bit. It's different now. But they do shows there. The shows are great.
Really? What type of shows?
It's a great space. Comedy shows.
Really? Stand-up shows?
Stand-up shows. Wendy Liebman does a thing there maybe once a month. And I think Patton just did a show with a bunch of people last month.
Wow. And, interesting. Be a cool place to perform.
It's a great place to perform. We did the pilot for Make Me Laugh there.
Oh, wow.
And then we did, Dick Van Dyke had a residency there for like a couple of weeks. And Donnie Most, Ralph Mouth, was singing there for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
It's cool. Robert Blake killed his wife there. It's you can't go wrong with any of this.
Come on. What a resume. Give it up.
The resume there is, oh, it's so good.
Oh, the resume. You got to have it with the sauce. With the white sauce. All right. What's coming up next?
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is Black Adam.
My son sacrificed his life to save me. These powers are not a gift, but a curse. Born out of rage.
There it is.
There it is. This is DC's Hail Mary.
It's recharging DC. It's bringing new eyeballs, new examinations of that universe. Blaine, what would you like to see happen with DC?
With DC? I'd like to see... I want to see more Black Adam, you know, in like sort of fun office situations.
Right on.
I haven't seen it. It looks cool because I was a huge Captain Marvel fan when I was a little boy. And but decided to haven't gotten out to see this stuff. I haven't seen a lot of the superhero movies, I got to be honest.
What makes you stay away?
I don't watch as many movies as I should. I'm usually doing something else. I'm usually listening to music, you know?
Right on.
And then my we have a TV going, but it's always The Simpsons. My kid has the run of the TV. So
Wow, Simpsons, great taste.
Love it.
That's got to please you as a dad.
You know, it's like having Mad Magazine on in the background.
Yeah.
Because it's like he'll hear a joke or whatever, and he'll go, hey, who's that about? And I'll explain the joke to him.
Oh,
and he gets
wow.
different. He gets different kinds of jokes, and he learns who people are. It's the same thing Mad Magazine did when I was a kid.
Yeah, lucky kid. That's great.
Yeah, and they're funny. Yeah, I will say this about The Simpsons. Everybody says it's not as funny as it used to be. It's as funny as it used to be. You just don't watch it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really? What it is. It's so? Like, yeah, I've seen all 34 seasons of it over and over and over and over and over now. And like all the ones I never saw, I've seen now. And they're all pretty funny. They have a lot of great jokes in it.
Rate them in order. Here we go.
Lisa gets LASIK.
I like those plots more than the really fantastical ones. I like when they stay semi-grounded, you know.
Yeah,
and then the humor comes sometimes from that.
I don't like the celebrity stuff, and you know, the zeitgeisty ones sometimes are a little cringy. But there's always great jokes in there someplace.
Yeah, when I was showing my nephews. Like old Simpsons, it held up perfectly. Like they were just crying from laughing.
Yeah.
I think they'll be around for a long time. Yeah.
I like when they have a donut on the DVD. That's what I like.
If I ate one of those donuts, I'd probably get really sick and want to brush my teeth.
Yeah, they were very, with the sprinkles on them and everything.
Oh my God, yeah. Jesus. Why did I eat that at my desk?
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Wakanda Forever, Black Panther.
From the soundtrack.
From Shazam.
Whoa. These are the videos to the soundtrack.
Ooh, there's that reverb.
Yeah.
Only the most broken people. Leaders.
I do want to see this.
There's a lot of bad leaders who could take encouragement from that.
I was thinking, I don't know if I support that message in 2022.
Not in this climate.
Speed of climate change.
Whoa. Hey, I'm excited to see it. I feel like the first one had a tone a little bit different than the rest of a lot of the MCU movies. And that's what I like, is to not have to sit down to just kind of that sameness, you know.
I still haven't even seen the first one, but I could tell it was different. And that's what people always say. So
yeah, I did see the first one. It was actually pretty good. Yeah. Not actually pretty good, but very good.
Yeah. We're excited about that. And what's coming up on the new slate of movies that will be coming out, fighting the World Cup and fighting streaming. What am I talking about? I don't know. We'll probably chop that.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
The next chop that.
My hand started cramping up, and I kind of was thinking about that. We'll work on that and other things, and we'll be right back with the hot picks. Blaine, where have you been going up? Where have you been doing stand-up?
Yeah, I did a set at the Comedy Store last night. I've been going to the store on Mondays.
Nice. Why Mondays? What's with Mondays?
You know, I did a show with Felicia Michaels in the Belly Room, and there was a guy there named Luke Schwartz, and he goes, hey, man, and he's one of the doorman guys.
Yeah, I know that guy.
And he goes, hey, I'm a huge fan of yours on Twitter. Do you want to go up? Oh, yeah, I'd love to. And he got me on, and I and I did great. And they're like, yeah, please just come back. We'll put you up every time. So
nice.
It's
cool.
Like, and is it Jen that runs it? Is that her name?
I don't know. I mean, I just know who that guy Luke is. I'm not usually at the store. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I haven't been there literally in decades.
Yeah.
It used to be kind of a bad scene, but not best scene.
We know the vibe.
But now it's different, you know?
It is.
It's different kind of vibe.
Since that exodus to Texas and all that, there's kind of a new wind in there.
Yeah, that's good. Everybody went to Mastodon.
I did a Brody memorial show there in August. The Sklar brothers were there. It's like it felt like it wasn't that whole other vibe.
Yeah, it was fun. Crowds were into it. So, and you know, and nobody's wearing a mask. it's enclosed.
Yeah.
There's ghosts there.
Ghosts of dead mafia victims.
Jesus. I was at, you know, that dressing room in the back behind the main stage? You know, when you go behind that.
The mirrors.
All the black shit in the mirrors.
Yeah.
I was doing some sort of pot benefit show there that Rogan was on back when he had hair. And a Gaio and stuff, but I got there before anybody and I went back in the back and I'm like writing on the bar and then my hair on the back of my neck stood up and I just thought to myself, don't look in the mirrors and get out of the room. And I backed out of the room without looking in the mirrors.
Wow. Because
I knew the mirrors were going to be full of fucking weird shit.
Wow.
It was like, I'm getting out.
Man.
Yeah.
Should we use any of that?
I worked with a comic. He goes, yeah, my ribs got fucked up at the Comedy Store. He was in, you know, that low door back in the belly room dressing room. There's sort of like a low door that looks down over that stage. He said he was just kind of hanging back there doing something. And this thing grabs him by the lapels, puts him up against the door and then throws him down onto a chair.
Oh,
and he broke his ribs.
God.
And he said, I told him. He said, yeah, that's happened a few times.
Whoa.
It's like people have had that experiences in that doorway before.
Wow. I thought it was just like his excuse for having a bad set.
No, he was like, they know it.
Man.
I always thank the ghosts when I do the show there. Thanks for coming, ghosts. They're cool with it. You're allowed to leave.
I mean, if you go back further than the ghosts, it's Desi Arnaz. It's like a happy place, right?
I mean, yeah, it's the ghost of this conga guy that OD'd 38.
I that's what a spot. What a spot.
All right, here we go. The hot
picks. Here we go.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Shazam. I'll bet we did. Let's find out.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is my first pick. This is Frankie Cosmos with Aftershook.
Whoa.
Cool melody to it.
The music's kind of blown out, but then her voice is real clean. Like, I like that mix of that.
Grown up chords.
Good chords, yeah, exactly. It's amazing what a difference that makes for me.
I don't like the minor chord. I'm sorry. If it's used sparingly, I will allow it.
Yeah, there's maybe one in there.
What was there in there? E minor?
It was the minor fourth at one point.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Respect that you know that.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is a cold pick from Howard. This is Lewis Tomlinson with The Greatest.
Let me billboard this one a little bit.
Yeah.
Of course, Lewis, as we know, is formerly of One Direction. I spent a lot of time in their heyday. He's one of the Scrubs. You know, they spent a lot of time on our charts, and they created a dynamic that begged to be discussed. And as we know, Harry has gone on to big things, and I predicted that these two would not do much. Let's hear what he's got. I'm like Jordan in The Last Dance. Sorry. I was right. Come on.
No.
That's no watermelon sugar. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he's going to have to pick it up.
Yeah. That's not going to fill any stadiums.
Oh, this is the chorus.
That's not catching you up to Harry.
No.
That's maybe you'll be a support Demi Lovato if she gets out of rehab again. I don't know if she's in rehab, but she does seem to lean that way.
Arigato, Demi Lovato.
Did you see that TikTok where Harry got hit in the nuts with a soccer ball on stage?
Whoa.
It was kind of funny, but it was also... you get to see someone's charisma come out in those moments, like the way he handled it. He was pretty smooth about it.
Was it a Ted Lasso cross promotion?
I got to say, when One Direction was doing the thing, I was working on At Midnight. So they were always in the news and covering them all the time. And it was like, Harry Styles, that guy's cool. He's got great hair. He's got a great smile, a sense of humor, cool
likeable.
Voice. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, he's the guy that you look at. And the other guys are fine, whatever. I'm like, they're all great. They're all going to have fun. And Harry's going to have this career. And then Zayn comes out of nowhere. No, it's me, Zayn.
Yes.
And then he leaves and then blows it for everyone. And Harry is okay. And this Louis thing sounds fine. It sounds a little Bieber-y. But, whatever.
He's headed to Manchester State Fair with that stuff. I think Harry will be at Wembley for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a couple of, Zayn tried to come. He was banging one of the Hadid sisters. He had a lot of notoriety, a lot of Q rating. South on him.
He had a baby mama encounter or a fight with his baby. He hit his baby. Okay.
Something happened there.
Yeah, it was not cool.
It's a little something domestic. So.
Good on you, Zayn.
And then
meanwhile, Harry Styles is top of the charts.
Yeah.
Did you see that video? It popped up a few months ago of the judges when they put together One Direction. It's like a shot over their shoulder, Simon Cowell's shoulder. And they just have what looks like Polaroids of each member. And they're just sort of rearranging them and seeing, in a commercial break, they basically put together the band.
Wow.
It's super interesting to hear them just talk about it.
It's like Get Back.
Right.
Wow, they just made this band out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay, what's coming up next?
Okay, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Blaine's pick. This is Goat Girl with Cracker Drool. Love that title.
Across the promised land, settle down and drink your joe. Try the scene before.
a surf guitar.
Slide a surf. It feels like X, you know, X in a way too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really cool.
I heard him on a Mojo Best of 2000, whatever year it was. And I was like, I gotta have, I just kept listening to it. And then I immediately ordered the album. And the album is like beginning to end, absolutely brilliant. It's a real sleeper. I don't think anybody knows about it, but just everything is great on it.
Right. And is it more of the same, or do they branch out into a lot of different stuff?
It's all sorts of different stuff. It's very, very Britpop-y. It's kind of a child of Britpop band. It sounds like Elastica and Blur. And she's got that great voice. And so there's a lot of really cool stuff going on. It gets dark and moody. They do a song from Bugsy Malone at the end.
Wow.
Yeah, and they have great videos. But yeah, great band, Goat Girl. They have another album that came out too that's also great. But that first album, just I got so excited. I listened to nothing but that album for a few months.
Right on. It's also just kind of strange because it starts off with what I mean, it sounds like the Love Cats bass line, you know, from The Cure, Love Cats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that a lot of people are sampling, getting permission from. There's this artist, Youngblood. He's a big artist with mm-hmm. the kids. He's an English kind of Justin Bieber type of guy. But he has that bass line in his song too. So it's just like seeing what different people do with those elements when they get a hold of them is really interesting. And they went in a direction I didn't expect at all. Super cool stuff.
I got to say, in 86, I saw The Cure in Washington, D.C., and it was the best show I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Right. Yeah. And I wasn't tight. Really. I was like, oh, yeah, this will be fun. It was like the Head on the Door tour. I was like, oh, these guys are great. We'll go check it out. It was the best show I've ever seen in my life.
Man.
They were so good. I couldn't believe it.
And had you been laid yet at that point?
Yeah, I had actually, surprisingly enough.
Right on.
But it was, they were just, I didn't even know the songs, and they were just so good. Such a great band and such presence and power. Mm-hmm. Like unstoppable. I was completely blown away.
Did you have
Then I saw New Order there maybe the next year on the Low Life tour, and they were terrible.
Just standing there with the synths.
Nah, they were fucked up and dismissive of the crowd. They were dicks.
Right.
I like New Order.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a drag.
Did you have a goth period for that year?
Nah,
yeah, did you start wearing mascara?
I was working at the college radio station back in York, Pennsylvania. So, and I was in a cover band called Root Canal, and we did Joy Division and Violent Femmes.
Wow.
Yeah.
My band did Violent Femmes too. I went actually so far as to buy an acoustic bass, not a stand-up,
but the one
that he had, yeah. Spider Grinder, it was called.
What happened to that bass?
I think it's in like my sister's garage in New Jersey. Spider Grinder, it's called. If you look it up, you'll see it. It's called a Spider Grinder.
Wow.
That's the cool. The name of the bass?
Yeah. And I actually had a pickup put in it, I believe, unless it already had it in there. But it was like an electrified acoustic bass guitar.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Spider Grinder.
Yeah, I'll find it for you.
Cool. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is King Gizzard with Hate Dancin'.
It sounds like the answer record to Leo Sayer. You make me feel like dancing.
Yeah, I hate dancing.
I thought it was Supertramp going in, and then it got all happy funk.
Yeah, that keyboard there.
Yeah, and then it starts getting more and more chaotic as it goes.
Yeah.
Cool, though. Fun.
They put out a lot of albums, too. They're up there with GBV, just as far as prolific.
Oh, yeah.
Up this just in, 9 more GBV albums.
And a tour? Yes, yeah. And a tour right on.
He fell down the stairs, so yeah. And now four more albums.
He can take up the last 10 slots on the charts, you know, while Taylor Swift's got the top 10.
There you go. Like to see him remix that album for her.
All right.
Those are some great hot picks. Do we have one more?
We got one more. And unfortunately, it is not a hot pick. This is Howard's second cold pick. This might be the first time we've done two cold picks, at least for a while.
I think it is. Hey, when you hear the title of this one, think about it for a minute and hope that it's not what you think it is.
Okay, I like that. This is Black Eyed Peas with Firestarter. All right, take a second. Imagine what you think it is.
I mean, do you think it's actually a cover of Prodigy's Firestarter, or did they?
That's where my head goes. It's like I can't imagine just using that title again. But I am instantly, of course, think of that.
Stephen King thing.
There you go. Could be that, a reworking of the book, audio book maybe. Let's find out. Here we go.
Oh my God.
I'm a fire starter. I'm a fire starter.
I'm a motherfucking fire starter.
I'm a fire starter. I light up the night harder. I'm a fly chicks in a private charter. We about to land in Florida. Hot Latinas walking out of the corridor. And they got the shots of the vodka for you. Cause that's what the doctor ordered. That's my medicina. Bad ones with the
there you go.
Like Serena. Bad ones with backs like Selena.
There you go. That song is safe again now.
So it's just sort of referencing the song.
Yeah, it looks like if they were told that you have a half hour to ruin Firestarter with that, you know, the controversial line aside, and they did it in half the allotted time, I think.
That's kind of the way Gallagher 2 is allowed to do Gallagher's act, except for the smashing the watermelon.
Right. Hey, too soon, Blaine. Too soon.
I know.
Hey, someone was saying last night, I heard that Gallagher accused SeaWorld of stealing his act with the splashing and everything.
What?
I heard it was a serious thing. I don't know.
He was always accusing people of stealing stuff from him or not giving him some sort of due. I was writing on Blue Collar TV and he came in to do a sketch about we had a running gag, people you don't want to invite to your birthday party, and it was Gallagher, and he comes out and he smashes a cake and there's cake all over him, and then but I'm talking to him between things or whatever, and I go, yeah, big fan of these. He's, you need to get a hold of your producers and have them buy this steamroller that I made. It's a steamroller with a giant foam roller in the front, and you could lie down and it rolls over you. When people scream, nobody will buy this thing. It's only $75,000. And he was mad at me for not talking the producers into buying his fucking steamroller.
The fuck would they need it for?
I don't know. He thought he could do a sketch about people who think they're going to die. But oh no, it's made out of foam.
He's like, he had to sell something like on top of just whatever he was getting.
I'm an inventor, not a prop comic. I'm so misunderstood.
Right.
But, and you know, I mean, when I was a kid, I thought he was really funny. I would always see him on Merv and Mike Douglas and
stuff. Yeah, he always had one that was good.
Yeah, but you know, I think he'd turn into a jerk. Last time I met him, I actually walked away from him.
Wow. Wow. Well, take that, Gallagher, wherever you are.
Yeah, now I feel terrible. The guy died.
Do you got a good Carrot Top story?
I have a lot of good Carrot Top stories. We went to see Carrot Top. The At Midnight writers went out to see him at the Luxor because he did the show, and he was like, "I had so much fun. Please come out and see me." So we all went out and saw his show, and he was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've ever, because he's just relentless jokes.
Yeah, just so many jokes.
Yeah, and it's very, very clever, and it's he's, you know, he's been doing it for years, so it's super polished and tight. We were all amazed.
I did a parody of him once, and, you know, you get exhausted coming up with that stuff and building it, so.
Yeah. I did a show where it was a pirate-themed show, and I did Parrot Top, and I had all these dumb parrot props. One of them's up on the wall. It's a double saber, track two saber. The first blade pulls the head away from the shoulders, and the second one cuts it off before it's...
Oh, so you don't have to do two different cuts?
Yeah, and then I had like an eye patch with a GPS on the inside, and this dumb fucking... But people were throwing limes at me. Like they gave all the people in the audience limes to throw at me.
On purpose?
Yeah, and then I got pelted with limes.
Where was that, at El Cid?
I was at the El Rey.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, it's fun.
Right on.
One of the L's.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Great chart right there. Couple cold picks. You guys brought in some heat. Nice job on that.
Well-balanced hot picks.
Yeah. Blaine, it was super fun having you on the charts. You're perfect for the show. Your blend of humor, musical knowledge, and general wit. Let's put it that way.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me. I had a delightful time.
Right on. Hey, Blaine, tell them where your social media. Where can they find you on Twitter and all that?
Blaine Kapatch at Twitter, BlaineKapatch. Probably be at Mastodon or Instagram under the same names, if everything goes well.
Right.
Come see me host Lucha Vavoom at the Mayan or wherever fine Mexican wrestling burlesque shows are sold. And listen to me on Nerd Poker with Brian Posehn, where I play Dungeons and Dragons with my adult friends.
Super fun. And start?
Yeah, I haven't made a Mastodon account yet. Have you done that? Did you figure out that system, Blaine? You mentioned it a couple times.
Yeah, they ought to call it Canadian Waiter.
Right.
Because it is impossible to get a server.
Confusing. Wow. Yeah, it's confusing. It's nice looking.
They should call it Wolfgang's New Band.
You're right. I'm at Brett's Per Minute on Twitter, unverified, and at this point I'll never be verified. Which is a point of pride at this point. And then Instagram at Brett Morris Graham. Check out Play It By Ear on Dropout TV, where I play guitar and we make up a musical. And you can watch it, and it's very fun. And check out all the other podcasts I do.
Right on. How about a social media platform where just everybody starts out verified, costs you $8 to get unverified?
Thank you. That's seriously what I've been saying, like what I've been thinking. They should charge for being anonymous. No, I really think that. Like, verification should be the default. Like, you are who you say you are.
Then you want to be secret.
Then you should, if you want to be secret, if you want to be anonymous, that's what the trolls and the bots want, right? It's like, you make them pay.
Interesting.
And the troll bots. Jesus.
The troll bots, you can't do anything about.
Yeah. They're tough.
Yeah.
Also, check out whochartedpod.com. You can get all back episodes and all the preem streams that we did.
And you will hear Who Charted every Friday if you sign up at whochartedpod.com. That's the bonus show. Howard and I read fan emails, and we get into topics we couldn't cover on the main show.
Absolutely. Check out last week's show. We discussed, starred going to see Jeff Beck and Johnny Depp at the Hollywood Bowl. Quite a tale. Right.
The best and worst of times.
It's Milk and Mustard. The Milk and Mustard Tour.
Jesus.
And also check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister and myself. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.